Okay, just call this history and physical in the middle of the page. Patient's name, put down Stanley Gills, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y-G-I-L-L-S. Date of birth is 5/4/40. And start with 81-year-old gentleman. Is being evaluated today with history of CHF, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, prostate cancer with mets to the spine. Patient was recently hospitalized at HCA Houston. With a hip fracture related to osteopenia related to his prostate cancer. Patient also had a history of limb, L-I-M-B ischemia. Patient did not want to proceed with an angiogram in fear of losing his extremities. Let's see. Patient subsequently was discharged home, but was only home for a few days, as you would expect. So he was ended up in the emergency room with hypotension and what appeared to be sepsis. Period. Patient was made a DNR regarding his prostate cancer. He's no longer interested in any chemo or radiation therapy and subsequently was referred for palliative and hospice care at home. Medical problems, depression, gouty arthritis, BPH, prostate cancer, bone mets, CHF, weakness, ejection fraction 40 to 45%. Allergy, non-known drug allergy. Medications include allopurinol, 300 milligram once a day, Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, Proscar, 5 milligram a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day. Under past medical history, put down recent history of COVID-19, femur fracture, hyponatremia, cellulitis, surgical history, left hip fracture. Social, no history of extensive tobacco abuse or alcohol abuse in the past. Family history, non-contributory. Physical exam, weight 210, has lost at least 20 pounds. Pulse 100, respirations 18. Otocyte 92%. On exam, we find a very emaciated, debilitated. Eighty-one-year-old gentleman in pain. Heart tachycardic, lungs ronchi, abdomen soft. Neurological movement on four extremities. Lower extremities, severe muscle wasting noted, along with severe weakness, 1/4 bilaterally. Dressing applied to the lower extremities. Patient is total and completely bedbound. Evidence of severe muscle weakness noted. Patient only lab shows him to be anemic at 8 and 24. Most likely multifactorial, both related to metastatic prostate cancer, status post hip fracture, and malnutrition. Albumin is 1.9. Assessment, 81-year-old gentleman. Perishing in face of prostate cancer with bony metastasis, recent history hip fracture, peripheral vascular disease severe, ischemic changes to the right great toe and second toe, has declined angiogram or further workup, hypertension, CHF, history of sepsis, depression, anxiety. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. He's very much appropriate for hospice care given the natural decline of his prostate, natural progression of his prostate cancer. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.